take the scenic drive to the Guitar Oasis Cool in Jefferson County. Jeff's Guitar Clinic, jeffsguitar.com.
When you're looking for a new computer or need help with one you already own, call 231-8000 and Madison Computer Works will get things up and running for you. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
We are at LaborFest 2018, Sly'sOffice.com. Sly broadcasting here once again for about the 20th year. Malin Mitchell from the Wisconsin Firefighters, from the Madison Firefighters, most recent candidate for governor. I'm sorry things didn't work out, Malin, but you had an impressive performance winning my home county, Milwaukee County. Workers, they had a pretty good organization.
Yeah, we made some noise. We came up a little bit short.
Too many people running.
Yeah, there were a lot of people in the race. I was always concerned about that, but, you know, some people would say, well, that's a good thing. I always thought it wasn't necessarily a good thing, but it's democracy. And I don't make any excuses or have any regrets. I enjoy running. I enjoy being part of the race and enjoy being part of putting our state in a new direction. So now I'm going to support Tony Evers as our guy.
Are you going to try to persuade him on some of the issues that you brought forward in the primary for workers and keeping workers in the spotlight?
Yeah, you know I will. I mean, there's a certain extent of that, but at the end of the day, I've learned that a person's got to be who they are. And if they're, you know, good with talking about our issues, which obviously I am and I think they should be, they should do that. But if it's not real, don't fake it, you know. Just be who you are.
Right.
And and we got to win. You know, people are seeing through folks that are trying to be somebody they're not. So I just say be yourself. And, you know, I'm obviously pro-worker. I'm progressive. And it shows through. When I speak, you could tell people at least tell me, you could tell I care about the issues
your
I
heart.
Talk about. Yeah.
Because
I'm passionate about it. If you're not passionate about something, don't be the person to talk about it. Talk about what you want to talk about. When asked the questions, answer them honestly and directly. And then once we beat Scott Walker, we can get together on these issues and we can come together and make sure things happen.
You know, that's sometimes been the problem is that we haven't spoken up. A lot of things Barack Obama did that I liked, but I was very disappointed when he went back on not renegotiating NAFTA and doing the Employee Free Choice Act and everything. We didn't keep the pressure on, and there were some other people whispering in his ear from the other direction. We've got to make sure that we restore Wisconsin's not going to be a successful state unless workers get some of their rights back.
I agree.
The bottom up, right?
Yeah, and I'm not, don't get me wrong, I'm not saying not keep the pressure on, or I'm not saying that we don't advocate for what we believe in. I'm just saying as a candidate, you have to do it. You have to do that. You think you're going to win. I'm saying as union folks, we should always be at the table. We should always be advocating on behalf of working people. And we should make or ask direct questions to candidates, Democrat or Republican, for what we want to be answered to. And I'm not saying don't keep the pressure on. We have to do that. I'm just saying it was easier for me as a candidate
sure.
because I come from the House of Labor.
Right.
I guess is my point that it was – I mean, I didn't have to be asked a lot of questions as to where I stand with Act 10 or, you know, PLAs or prevailing wage or right to work because, that's within me. That's who I am.
Well, look at the power of what labor unions can do. The United Steelworkers up in the Fox Valley with the paper job, saving the plant, literally going to court to save the plant. What a powerful message, huh?
Yeah. And we got to do everything we can to save workers' jobs and working families. I've been taking a beating, man.
So this
for a long time, and it's
so this Foxconn deal. Originally, 75% of those jobs were supposed to be in manufacturing. Then it went down to 35%. Malin, it's down to 10%. I mean, we got Foxconn.
Well, Foxconn was always just a political ploy, so to speak, for Governor Walker to run on being a job creator of a governor. Foxconn's a bad deal, and we talked about it on the campaign trail. A whole heck of a lot, obviously. But there's no.
It could have been a deal like the Milwaukee Bucks deal, though.
Could have been. It could have been a lot of things, but it was rushed through. It was not transparent. The bill was passed without much transparency, without much accountability, and that's the way this governor does things.
Yeah.
He does them just for when he's running for election. He wants to get a message out there that he is a pro governor, pro worker. Pro-education governor now, too, he's saying.
Uh-huh.
So how about that?
The day he's a pro education governor is the day I win a triathlon, okay? That just ain't going to happen. Let me ask you to put your other hat on here. Tell me what's going on that we can make some progress in protecting the health and safety of firefighters. I've been reading about the increase in cancer rate and the debilitating injuries and what's happened to a lot of firefighters' health care plans in Wisconsin. How can we make progress on all those things?
Well, you got to support your local firefighters, and that goes to local and county elected officials to make sure we get adequate staffing, adequate funding we need to support our brothers and sisters that are running and burning buildings and responding to medical emergencies. You know, we have about one firefighter a year die from cancer in the state, just the state of Wisconsin. And we're losing more firefighters to PTSD, to cancer, occupational disease.
Is the PTSD from their actual duty as a firefighter, or is it because so many of them have been in the military before?
Because what?
Is it because many firefighters have been in the military pre-firefighting, or is it because of what they've had to do in their job?
It's them dealing with the effects of the job, our job, and the cumulative effect of over time seeing a lot of things we see on medical calls, a lot of things we see are going just to the different calls that are on our job every year. You know, it may not be just one exposure to one bad event, but it's the cumulative exposures that you have day in, day out. I've been on the job for 20 years. You know, 20 years, you see a lot in a 20-year career, going on calls every day, day in, day out.
You bring that home with you sometimes?
Sure you do. Even when you don't think you do, even someone like me who I think – you know, I can take a lot. At times it does hit you. And at times, unfortunately, it hits us at our most vulnerable moments and moments when you don't know what's happening. So I always tell my members, you know, no one's too tough. The old days of just suck it up, you know, be tough, you're a firefighter. Those days have gone and passed. And when you see something, say something, so to speak. So when one of our members needs help, we definitely speak out and give them the help they need. That's a mental health issue. That's a huge deal for us as well.
Yeah, I just think the cumulative effect, you know, Ted Higgins tells me that, you know, they try to resuscitate all these people. Most people don't make it. So seeing people pass away day after day, I have to tell you, the firefighters at the EMTs that came to my mother's house the night that she died, the care and love they showed.
Yeah.
And, you know, I could tell it took their toll on them watching her expire.
Yeah, and it does. I mean, you see dead babies, dead children. That's what really gets me, at least. But
mother had a full life.
Other things, yeah. And you see folks that are really struggling and hurting in our state, and a lot of communities where people are dealing with, you know, elected officials that don't give a damn about them, and that just makes you. It makes you wonder, makes you think, and when you see it again day in, day out, it's concerning for our members.
On the cancer thing, are you fighting to – I mean, are there – whether it be the construction of homes and buildings and the construction of furniture, are there things that we can be fighting for that will protect firefighters?
Yeah, we have a bill right now that's at the federal government level. It's a cancer registry where essentially it's bringing together big data on how firefighters contract cancer. And, you know, a lot of people think because of the gear we wear, the equipment we have, that, like, for instance, the carcinogens can't seep through our equipment. And it does. Again, over time, over many significant exposures, your equipment starts to break down, but those carcinogens start to permeate through your gear and in turn permeate through your skin. We have a bill at the federal level as well that are looking at banning toxic chemicals in furniture, those spray-on retardants, those mm-hmm. flame retardants. When those burn, they really off-gas, and they are really, really detrimental to our members, and we breathe that stuff in. And the way our buildings are being built now with more plastics and what have you, we've always had a dangerous job. But believe it or not, our job is just as dangerous now as ever, because even though equipment has advanced, buildings and the way they build things are a lot faster, therefore a lot cheaper construction. And when it burns, man, it's bad toxic fumes.
All right. Well,
but I still love the job, though.
I know you do. Thank you for sticking your neck out for workers.
Always.
I know that was a big sacrifice. It's a lot of work. You pour your heart and soul into it. And I, I think your candidacy made a pretty important statement. And I think what Mandela accomplished this year made an important statement that maybe we're making a little bit of progress.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, we're going to keep fighting the fight. You know, just because you lose an election or you don't get the candidate you may want in office or winning through the primary, you still got to keep fighting. You cannot give up. As I always say, this is it's not a movement. It's got to be a way of life. We have to keep fighting. And that's why I'm here. And I'm not going to stop until I can't do it any longer.
I'm pretty sure Marty Beal's looking over you. He's pretty proud.
It's my guy. It's my guy. Yeah, miss him.
We miss him. Yeah. Madeline, thanks for coming on.
Thank
Appreciate
you. I'm
it.
On my way up to Oshkosh now.
And thank you for your support. Yeah, I wish your daughter good luck at college. Yeah,
thank you. Appreciate it, Sly.
Right.
Thanks for all your
Have
work, too.
Have a great
too.
Day.
Happy Labor Day.
Happy Labor Day.
Sly'sOffice.com.
Thanks a million.
Bye-bye.
Making stuff matters, because when we make things in America, America makes it. American workers and families make it. Our communities make it. Consider this. For every one manufacturing job in our communities, five more jobs are supported. Manufacturing jobs pay an average of 10 to 50% more than service sector jobs. That allows working families to support their local businesses, schools, emergency services, and more. Creating 2.5 million new manufacturing jobs would mean at least $100 billion for our economy over the next decade. Domestic manufacturing is the green economy. It's among the cleanest, most efficient, and productive in the world. That's why the United Steelworkers and our more than 1 million members and retirees are fighting so hard to protect and grow manufacturing. Because making stuff really does matter. Join our fight. Visit usw.org and like us at facebook.com/steelworkers. Support American manufacturing. Buy American. Buy Union.